Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Yeah, Wednesday, that day after Tuesday, and of course the one before Thursday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And obviously you can check me out on Drive all week from 4 p.m. Or if you've got a 24-hour clock, that would be... is it? Yeah, 1600. Anyway, we kick things off today with the fallout from England boss Gareth Southgate naming his squad for the upcoming Nations League matches. Yeah, me neither. Tyrone Mings has been omitted from the squad, but West Ham's Jarrod Bowen has been called up. Or... admitted, as I suppose the opposite would be. Cue the Three Lions gaffer.
And now Bowen is through on goal. He's got a covering defender, but he slid it past him into the bottom left-hand corner.
Consistently strong performances. We were certainly thinking about involving him in March before he got injured. I think he's a goal threat. I think he's direct. I think his journey is really interesting in terms of the experiences he's had. It's a reminder that you don't just have to be at an elite academy and come through that pathway, you know, to play in the lower divisions and have that experience is also a great route to go. Works incredibly hard for the team, which we want all of our forward players to be able to do. So, yeah, he's thoroughly deserved his call-up.
Tyrone Mings, a man that takes the plaudits.
Have you had a chat with Tyrone Mings? Obviously, he would be disappointed when you look at his stats. I think he's kept 13 clean sheets when he's played for England. And although perhaps, as you say, he's not had the best season, have you had a conversation with him?
Yeah, I have. You know, I do that with all of the players because I think it's important. And he's been not only a strong performer for us, but, you know, an exceptional human being around the camp. So, you know, he knows that this isn't the end. We've still 4 months before a World Cup. I think it was right to give some of the younger ones this opportunity. But he's a player that has never let us down. And, we feel they're harder decisions because of the way he's performed for us.
And here's Gareth Southgate's take on the recent spate of pitch invasions in high-profile matches in English football.
I'm not sure how much more dangerous it needs to get than what happened to Billy Sharp, really. I think we've all been aware of that danger for quite a while, but I don't know if it's post-pandemic, but there seems to be a different atmosphere. And, of course, economy-wise, we're in a difficult position, and that's affecting lots of families and lots of individuals. So I'm mindful of that, but it's our country, and it's incumbent on all of us to make it the best possible environment we can for each other. We can only make the stewarding and the policing of games as secure as possible. Beyond that, we're talking about going back to the fences, going up an environment that isn't one for the whole family like it has been over the last 20 years, where I think everybody has enjoyed that feel. So, but football can only affect things once people are at the ground. And the reality is what's happening is a reflection on how people react when they're either taking alcohol or taking drugs. And these are broader issues. We're in a difficult moment as a country. It's all of our responsibility.
Here's Danny Mills and Adi Oladipo on kickoff.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Big breaking news earlier on is that the Premier League board has today approved the proposed takeover of Chelsea Football Club by Todd Boehly and the Clear Lake Consortium. For more on this, let's welcome in this man who's been over this story from the very beginning. No one knows more about the story than him. That's CBS Sports football correspondent Babe Jacobs.
What Chelsea fans are going to see is somebody that naturally, compared to Abramovich, but even less controversial owners, is more transparent and relatable, personable. And already Todd Boehly's probably spent more time with the fans than Abramovich ever did, and more time even with Emma Hayes and Thomas Tuchel than Abramovich. So he's going to be hands-on, even though he's the minority owner. He's going to have operational support. Jonathan Goldstein, who knows football very well, will be heavily involved on a day-to-day basis, even though he's not sitting on the board. And as a result, what you're going to see is Boehly bring that US mentality.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, and I'm feeling good.
Chelsea might have won trophies under Abramovich. Nobody can take that away from him. But what they failed to do was have a long-term consistent strategy. So certain managers were allowed to buy certain players. That manager leaves and the player becomes a bit of a spare part. Other players join Chelsea, never get a first team game. Some go out on loan and never come back. Some get sold and they turn into talents. And even though Chelsea may have benefited financially, they've not developed that player back into their first team. And I don't think Boehly and Clear Lake will allow any of that. So they probably won't sign as many players as Abramovich, but like that Liverpool model, when they do sign a player, they will come to the football club with a clear vision.
Now, Kylian Mbappe has agreed to stay at PSG on a lucrative new deal, turning down a move to Real Madrid. The story set Simon Moni Jordan off on a rant about money in the beautiful game.
Obviously, we reported a while ago that Erling Haaland was going to get £1 million a week, and he didn't. So we have to take some of these things with a pinch of salt. But let's just go down the line that there is no smoke without fire. First of all, I think the deal is an obscenity. The level of finances is obscene. And whilst I don't agree with Javier Tebas' ranting, the La Liga president or chief executive that's going against PSG, but the bottom line is that PSG and their motivations are not the right ones for football. It's unbelievable that they can get around financial fair play the way they seem to be. And the president of PSG sits as on the executive committee of UEFA, sits as the head of the European Club Alliance. And it appalls me that they're being able to run amok with football, because this is not about organic, natural growth in football. This is about manufactured destruction of football through finances. It'll kill football. It'll kill the pyramid in this country. And people think it's a game. They think shouting for more money to be paid for players and pay more for transfer fees. And get this. But what it's doing is systematically ruining football. Nuts. And the PSGs of the world are at the front of the queue for the ruination of football.
Here's French football expert Julien Laurent, or to pronounce his name correctly, Julien, explaining Kylian Mbappé's power at PSG.
Kylian Mbappé wins it for Paris Saint-Germain, right in the deck. Magnificent work from Kylian Mbappé.
Well, I'll tell you, so he signed the new contract, I think, in the afternoon on Saturday, like maybe 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. At 11, Leonardo, the sporting director, is sacked because Kylian didn't like him. They could not work with each other.
Wow.
And then Luis Campos, who is the former, if you remember, sporting director at Monaco, Lille, very, very highly respected, amazing eye for scouting, data, all of that, who worked with Kylian at Monaco, which is the name that Kylian put forward in Paris. He's arriving now as the sporting director. He will have a lot of weight in what he says. He's not going to pick up the phone and say to Zinedine Zidane, hey, why don't you come to PSG? This is the contract I'm offering you. This is not that. But they will certainly consult him on big choices like those.
On now to Darren Bent on TalkSport Breakfast, discussing Manchester United and what new manager Erik ten Hag must do next season at Old Trafford, brackets OT.
I feel quite well. I feel welcome. Yeah, this is my home. And I want to achieve success.
He's got a big job in his hand, really, really big job. He's got to unite that dressing room. I think he's got to kind of identify a style of play that Manchester United we used to seeing, certainly a while ago under Fergie, you know exactly what they were doing. I think he's got to try and get that identity back. I think the captain's a real issue, because I don't know what he does. I would personally give it to De Gea, but some people don't really like seeing goalkeepers with the captain's armband. So I think he needs to address that, because at the minute Maguire's form this season has deserted him. He's not ended the season relatively well. He's rarely played. He's been injured, I think, a couple of times as well. So he's got a big job in his hand. And I know they finished second last season, a couple of seasons ago. But I don't think that's a true indication of where Manchester United are. I think where they are right now is where they deserve to be. But he's got a big job in his hand.
Been involved when I've been one of the better players in the team and one of the fringe players in the team when a new manager comes in. And it is, as you said, they wipe the slate clean. If you're putting it in, if you're showing desire and commitment for the team, for the manager, you're going to play. Donny van der Beek, he's going to return from Everton. You already see in the press conference how Erik ten Hag is excited to have him back and rekindle that connection, as it were.
We had a fantastic squad in that time in Ajax. I really had a good relationship with him, and of course I'm looking forward to meet him again on the pitch.
I think he was obviously at Selhurst Park, and I think that was a great game for him to watch. He won't take much from it, but he'll know there's a lot of work. If he went to Selhurst Park and see Manchester United turn Palace over 5-6-0, he's probably going into the summer full of confidence. Now he knows what he has to do. He knows there's a rebuild. He'll sit down with Rashford. He'll sit down with Sancho. He'll sit down with Cristiano Ronaldo. And I loved that answer as well when they said about, they was talking about Ronaldo. He said, I'm gonna speak to Ronaldo before I speak to you.
I think you're looking for more leadership from as well to sort of lead this project forward these days.
I talk first with Ronaldo before I talk with you.
I liked that because he's showing respect to the players as well. And I think Ronaldo will play a big part as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time now to hear from Ali McCoist, looking back at Rangers winning the Cup Winners' Cup. Blimey, I didn't know that. I thought that was the Europa League, wasn't it? When they lost in the final one? Oh. 50 years ago, blimey.
Believe it or not, I think I'd be 9 at that particular time. And I'll tell you my memories of it, would you, Sam? Fantastic memories. I remember huddled around a radio in the kitchen with my mum and dad, and I can remember it was the first time I'd ever been riddled with fear during a sporting occasion, because Moscow Dynamo pulled 2 goals back, and I can just remember praying that they wouldn't get an equaliser, you know, in the final minutes of the game. And then I can still remember in the kitchen, my sister as well came in, and the Rangers won the final whistle blew, and Rangers had beaten Moscow Dynamo 1972. I was a 9-year-old boy. I just showed you how long ago it was. Huddled around the radio.
Amazing.
In the kitchen in my mum's house. Brilliant.
The final whistle's gone. Rangers have won the European Cup Winners' Cup. And onto the field go thousands upon thousands.
One, and I've never seen anything like it. But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Anna Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside DB, Sneaker Freak, Darren Ben. There will, of course, be another one of these Anna Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.